What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a few weeks since the last episode, but a lot of great stuff has happened. Most notably, at least for this podcast, is I've gotten some solid tweets and emails regarding the content of the podcast, the questions, even the length. Apparently, 20-minute podcasts seem to be a sweet spot with some of you. Anyway, so here's to finding our stride with this thing. With that, I want to get right to the content and questions, and so I'm going to go ahead and try to get started right away, specifically with following up with some things from the previous episode. All right, so in the last episode, I talked about how conferences were headed this way, and oftentimes you're going to see WordCamps happening all over the country all throughout the year. And one of the ones that I had mentioned in the last episode has come and gone, and we've got one on the horizon. So first off, in the first weekend of May, I joined a bunch of other people at WordCamp Atlanta. We had the opportunity to hear the keynote from Chris Lemma, who I'm sure many of you have listened to already or who know. Either via his blog, his site, Twitter, whatever. Maybe you even heard him speak at WordCamps. Anyway, he keynoted at WordCamp Atlanta. It was great. If you haven't heard of him, I recommend looking him up by name. And it's easy to find him online. Later, I gave my talk on building web applications with WordPress, for which I'm still working on the accompanying blog post. It'll be up on my blog once that's done. And one of the things, so I know there was an observation that I made over the weekend, and that was that a number of people were giving talks on how to write software for WordPress using object-oriented programming. And for those of you who have read my blog or listened to this podcast, you know I'm a fan of that particular paradigm. They also talked about using some of the newer features in PHP, in the more recent versions of PHP. And that's really cool. I really dig that the WordPress economy is moving in that direction. And as far as the next conference is concerned, it's a little bit different in nature. Some of you who have listened to this podcast are likely familiar with WordSesh, as it's happened several times in the past. But if you are new to either listening to this podcast or if you are new to, I guess everyone's new to listening to this podcast. I'm doing 5 episodes. But if you're new to WordPress or if you haven't been to a WordCamp before, then I recommend checking out WordSesh. You can find out more information at wordsesh.com. However, for those of you who have no idea what it is that I'm talking about and you cannot attend a WordCamp, this is the next best thing. I'm not speaking at the conference. I'm a big fan of it. If you can't make it to any WordCamps, this is a solid opportunity to get as close as an experience to a WordCamp as possible. And here's how. So there's a day-long set of events that are scheduled where different developers and business owners and marketers and things like that, they're all talking about operating businesses, building things, building software, building projects in WordPress, and they're doing so digitally. You can literally sit with your laptop or iPad or even your iPhone and watch the videos online. And then there's all, so you have the day-long set of events that are scheduled, but then you also have a virtual hallway track where you can chat with other people who are attending the conference. And there's even some digital swag. So no, there's not t-shirts or lanyards or any of the stuff that comes with conferences like that, but there is some still really solid stuff's coming. So be sure to check out, again, check out the website at wordsesh.com that is coming at the end of this month. So that does it for catching everyone up on what's been going on with the podcast, what's going on with conferences, things like that. We are ready to jump into questions, and I want to try to answer 2 of them in this episode.
What are some recommended PHP design patterns that are useful for both WordPress theme and plugin development?
All right, I love questions like this. In fact, I think I have actually spoken a little bit about this on a previous episode in the podcast, and I know I've covered various topics like this on my blog, but the short of it is the event-driven design pattern. So if you go to my blog and Google that, or if you look that up on, say, Wikipedia or something like that, then you're bound to find some useful information. But that doesn't really answer the question. That said, I do think it provides a good preface as to where I'm going with this. So let me say this first. I can't speak to theme development, as I really left that more to front-end developers, front-end engineers, etc., largely because I want to focus on the back end. I'm a fan of object-oriented programming, and I like that aspect of development. So there are other patterns that are likely applicable to the front end, just like there are those that are definitely applicable to the back end. especially, say, in object-oriented programming. But if I had to recommend a single pattern that's useful both to theme developers and plugin developers or front-end developers and back-end developers, I would say it's the event-driven design pattern. And that's because it's arguably how WordPress Core provides so many APIs to us. And here's the general idea behind it. WordPress, through the implementation of the event-driven design pattern, exposes a point in the life cycle of a page load or of the program execution, however you want to look at it. Let's say it's from the time that WordPress is initialized, when plugins are loaded, JavaScript files are loaded, style sheets are loaded, there's opportunities to add meta boxes, you can modify post content, etc. The WordPress core is replete with hooks. And I can provide a link to the explanation of the design pattern and how it works and things like that in the show notes, but perhaps the best way to think of it is this. And this is more of a general scenario, but an application will provide a point or a hook, which we're used to hearing in WordPress, is exposed. We then set up a function or a class to respond when that hook fires. WordPress recognizes that we have attached code to that hook. It runs the logic we've written, and then it returns back to what it was doing. So literally, it's WordPress runs, notices that we've registered code with a hook, executes it, and then hops back into WordPress core. Now, there's a lot more to it as far as WordPress is concerned, but understanding the basics of that pattern can really help you conceptualize how the functionality works. So I recommend, above all else, looking into the event-driven design pattern. And I'll try to provide more examples and links to that in the show notes.
Today's episode is brought to you by WordSesh, a must-attend virtual conference for WordPress professionals. The next WordSesh takes place on May 22, 2019, on a screen near you. Every presentation is transcribed in real time and recorded, so you won't miss a moment, even if you can't participate in the live event. The entire event is curated to deliver relevant, complimentary topics from exceptional speakers, and every speaker sticks around for Q&A to make sure your questions get answered. It's a pretty special event designed with busy professionals like you in mind. Visit wordsesh.com to learn more. That's WordSesh.com. I look forward to seeing you there on May 22nd.
How important is blogging in developing WordPress skill competence?
This is such a good question, and I say that with 100% bias because I am a big fan of blogging. I've been doing it for quite some time now, and clearly getting better at WordPress development is important, especially if you want to make a living out of it. So with that said, I'm going to lay everything out on the table. I'm going to lay everything out on the podcast, the proverbial table, whatever, and hopefully it'll be helpful. So here we go. Blogging in and of itself isn't necessarily going to help you become a better WordPress developer alone. And many would say that it's reading others' code, studying the work of industry peers, writing your own projects, and learning from both the successes and failures of those same people, including yourself. And all of that's true, but there is something to be said for writing as well. And here's what I mean. So blogging about what you're learning or what you've done can sharpen your skill competence, because it's one thing to write code specifically for a project or more generally for a computer, but if you can explain what you've done to an audience, in this case through blogging, how to do something and how to convey it in a way that helps them shortcut their learning, then you're doing an excellent job at developing a form of, say, mastery of what you're doing. And here's why I say that. Code in and of itself can be difficult to read, no matter how readable you actually aim to make it. There's a lot of constraints imposed on you and other developers when building something, and others may presume that, but they're not aware of what those constraints are. And secondly, if it was just as easy to read, that is the code, if it was just as easy to read as anything else, it wouldn't be called code. And finally, being able to articulate what you've done and perhaps even why you've done it will sharpen the skills you have. In fact, if you're doing this through blogging, then you're going to be writing to others as much as yourself, as I've said. So you're likely going to find places where you don't understand something as well as maybe you thought you did. Or maybe you're going to find something in your work that could be improved, but it's only visible now being when you're writing a blog post, because you're looking at it through describing it to others and even yourself. And I'm speaking 100% from personal experience, but also from talking with other people who've done the same thing. So I think an argument can be made that it's not really required and that it may not even help you that much. And no, it's not required. But I would push back a bit on saying that it's not helpful. I do think it helps. And it helps for all of the aforementioned reasons. So from the outset, you know that I was aiming to answer two questions in this episode. So I really appreciate those of you who submitted them. And I hope those of you who listened got something out of it and that you've learned something. With that said, please keep the questions coming. You can submit one anonymously you can submit your name, say if you want to be anonymous or not, at tommcfarland.com/podcast. And as for all the rest of the episodes, I will have the show notes out shortly after this podcast episode is released. You'll be able to find them at tommcfarland.com/podcast-episode-5. If you opted to skip any part of this podcast and miss out on opportunities for anything that I mentioned about WordSesh or even heard something from one of the sponsors of this particular episode, then I urge you to head back and listen to it, what you may have skipped over. And with that, note that I do read every single email and tweet regarding this podcast, and I do what I can to answer the questions here on the show, or at least via email if you ask not to be on the show. The point is to have the questions submitted so that they can help other people that maybe have the same question and aren't sure how to ask it. Anyway, I do what I can to follow up with each and every person who submits or comments about it. So keep that in mind. Chat with me on Twitter or visit tommcfarland.com/podcast and submit your question. Anyway, until next time, keep pressing publish. That's a terrible line for an outro. Probably won't be using that one again, but there it is. Still trying to find my way regarding this stuff. Anyway, until next month, I hope all of you have an amazing time doing whatever it is you're doing, working with WordPress, blogging, attending WordSesh, attending a WordCamp, whatever it is. Enjoy it, and I will chat with all of you next month.